The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you are considering or are already taking a probiotic, listen here. We are talking about Organifi's Balance capsules. They used to be in a powder packet form, and they have recently changed up their formulation. So this probiotic is a dynamic five-strain blend with spore-based probiotics for potency and resiliency. If you are considering or have ever taken a probiotic and you don't know if it was spore-based probiotic, it likely was not. Highly recommend checking the back of your bottle and switching over to the Organifi Balance capsules. So spore-based is going to be a more resilient product and process as far as getting the actual probiotics and the bacteria that you want down to your digestive tract. It will get through to your gut and maintain its potency. It's convenient, it is easy to take in capsules, and this potent combination helps to support digestive health, it stimulates postbiotic generation, and it strengthens your immune system. So for a healthy gut, healthy immune system, and a healthy digestive tract, then you can try Organifi Balance capsules. I am obsessed with these. I'm so happy that Organifi has truly pushed this product, because I think that we could all use a little bit more immune boosting products. I think that we could use some more support for our gut, and who doesn't love an easy to take probiotic capsule? Again, that is Organifi Balance probiotic spore based probiotic capsules, and you can try this product on their website. Use the code HTH for 20% off. That is, again, Organifi.com/HTH for 20% off. You can try any of my favorite products on that page. The code is HTH at Organifi.com. Again, it is the Organifi Balance capsules. You won't go wrong. Welcome to the Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways, and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Hello, welcome back to Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman, and today's episode is an abbreviated mini episode, just solo. And I think that for some reason, this is relevant to me right now, meaning that I assume it's going to be relevant to a lot of people listening. Whether you have dealt with this in the past, you have it coming up, or it's something that you are observing around you. And we're going to get into it in just a moment. But I did want to let you all know that two different things. One, if you haven't listened to the episode with Mimi Bouchard from last week, if you look at it and you think, oh, it sounds just like a motivational episode, not that many tangible takeaways, go back and listen to that episode. She's does such a great job of just being direct, letting us know what is going on in her life, but you don't have to know everything about her for this to be relevant. We talk a lot about people pleasing and getting out of the tailspin of diet culture. We talk about her growing this multi-million dollar company and just really sticking to her guns and sacrificing during this time of her life. It was interesting. I think that it was a really dynamic conversation that if you are in a stage of feeling motivated or wanting to feel motivated in your life, it's nice to see someone who has gone through the ups and downs, the entire journey, started with no company, no base, built a following, did all these things. It was interesting to see the evolution. I'll say that. But what I also wanted to say was We are doing reviews for tote bags, and the tote bags are back. They had been in storage. I see a couple of purchases come through on the website. So if you are interested in getting a Hotter Than Health Farmers Market tote bag, you can head to ElizaGWellness.com, purchase a tote there, or send me a message. If you can't figure it out, let me know. But shipped a couple out last week. That was really wonderful. Thank you all for supporting. If you are interested in getting a tote bag for free, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts. It is the purple app on your phone. Rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and just let the review name be your name, and I'll give you a shout out on the next episode. And review of the week, I'll send a tote bag. It's easy as that. And we have a ton of, I got sent a bunch of amazing products and samples, so I will load up the bag with some of those samples. Oh, speaking of amazing products, you guys are going to lose your shit when you hear the episode that we recorded last week. We had, I'm not going to get into it, but we're going to do a big fat giveaway with products that I absolutely know you will be obsessed with. Anyone who's listening to this podcast has likely either seen these products or thought about them, seen them on other people's social medias, but they've been all over the place, and they sent me enough to do a giveaway. And good God, it's taking up so much room on my kitchen counter. So let's give some of this away. Cannot wait. We will get into today's podcast starting now. We are talking about bachelorette and bachelor parties with no regret. And I don't mean go out and like gargle balls and get crazy strippers or do all these insane things. But I think that so often, and I say bachelor and bachelorette, but I mean any type of big travel you have coming up that you know is going to be centered around going out or drinking or potentially just any extended period of being out of routine. And the things that I wanted to touch on today were things that I had been thinking in my head over the past couple of weeks as I leave on Thursday for Austin. Could not be more excited. This is one of my absolute best friends, and she's getting married in a month, and it's been really awesome to be a part of all of this. But I do know that it's a commitment of time, energy, and overall mental capacity to maybe be around a group of girls that you've not been around before. You're meeting new people, you're maybe drinking, or you're not sleeping, or you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you're just doing like hikes in a spa and you're just hanging out for one night, whatever it is. This is pertaining to anything slightly more extended, I think, because that just seems to be the trend in the bridal groom arena. I'm going to use this weekend that we have coming up as an example, because of course I want to preach these things and then attempt to practice them as well. But the thing about this is that you can set yourself up for so much success, and you can do everything that you know to do to prepare yourself for either a hangover or just being tired the next morning or social anxiety or not having the food that you're used to. You can do everything properly beforehand, but guess what? Life is going to get in the way, and plans are going to change. People are going to switch things up. There's going to be different energies, different dynamics. I feel really lucky to know that I'm going around a group of girls that I know are going to be fucking awesome and that are super fun. And we've had some communication beforehand. And I know overall that this is going to be a truly special weekend, and we've got fun things planned. And I have a really good feeling going into this already. We're all very excited about this, but I know there are some people who go on bachelorettes who do have more of the social anxiety or the anxiety of, oh, I'm going to feel horrible after this weekend. They already apprehend that. They already anticipate and expect to feel like garbage the following week. Let's talk about some ways that we can set up a little more success. And of course, things are going to get shoved around. Things are going to be different than your day-to-day. And just let that ride. You got to roll with the punches a bit. I think that we go into these trips and we think, okay, we're going to be going out a lot, but we're going to wake up early. You know, there's a bunch of girls or guys in the house. We'll wake up early and we'll do a cold plunge, or we'll do a spin class in the morning, or we'll do some kind of sweat, or we'll do something to make ourselves feel better. And you're likely not, unless it's on the books already. I can't tell you how many bachelorette parties I actually coached or did a pop-up workout class for, and they would always, I would always show up, and they would sit in the beginning, they're like, okay, we're gonna have 16 girls and everyone's so excited, it's gonna be great, I'll bring 16 yoga mats and all these weights and all these things, and they're like, okay, only five of us are gonna be there because everyone's tired from the night before. So just know that you don't have to put these crazy parameters on, or you don't have to set yourself up for the next morning to try and fix it, to try and fix the way that you're feeling. What I think, I mean, of course you can do those things. Those are incredible. And if you want to do it, absolutely. But just, I think going into the weekend, having this anxiety of, oh my God, I'm going to feel horrible. What do I do? I already want to fix these things. Here's what I would say. Give yourself a break and understand that you are not alone in this. And likely other people on this trip are feeling these things beforehand. Some thoughts that might come up are, let's talk about the alcohol thing. You know, it's three full nights of drinking, going out, probably during the day as well. Maybe you aren't a big drinker, or maybe you are and you just, you don't mind at all and you're going to be hungover on Sunday. Who cares? That's fine. For me, I know that a lot of people listening, they are at least attempting to moderate their alcohol. And here's what I would say to that. Instead of saying to yourself and making it all about you at the bachelorette, like, oh, well, I'm only going to have one. Like, also try, like, don't bring up all your shit. Don't bring up all your shit all the time on the bachelorette. Like, oh, I'm not drinking. I don't drink. Yeah. I'm not really, I'm trying really bad. Like, I'm trying to eat really clean, because you're going to make other people feel uncomfortable. Do you stay in your lane, do what you need to do, but this is not about you. Unless you're the bride, like, it's not your shit. Don't bring your stuff into everybody else's unless you are explicitly asked. Like, just don't. And I'm working on that too, because I just love to talk about it. And that's, you know, I feel so good. I'm like, oh my God, everyone feel this good. But there are ways to go about doing so. But the night before, instead of trying to mitigate all of these, or instead of trying to completely avoid some type of food or some type of drink or some type of experience, what can we do the night before? Personally, I am bringing my greens juice, I'm bringing minerals, and I'm bringing some hydration packets. And I know that I'm going to do that before I begin drinking. We're going to be in Texas. It's going to be hot. Like, we'll be sweating. We're already going to be dehydrated. So I'm bringing a 32 ounces of water with me, and I'm going to be chugging that on the flight on the way there, knowing that once we get there, we'll likely pour a drink. We'll likely pour, like, have some kind of welcome cocktail. It's just the way that it is. And so hydrating yourself and building a nice, supple foundation for the alcohol to hit, so that you're not just super dehydrated taking shots, because guess what? You're going to have your welcome drink or whatever drink you pour. And then you're going to have to get ready, and you're going to have to socialize and meet all these new people. And you don't want to be that friend who is just shit-faced on the first night. And then either you make it out to dinner and you're either embarrassing people, or you are, who knows, maybe that's a little bit, we all kind of have that friend that's like, it's kind of fun when they get fucked up. But, you know, you don't want it to cross the line of being, oh, the whole night is about you. Because it's not. It's really not about you. God, watch me fall asleep at the table at dinner, making this shit all about me. Anyways, hope that to God that does not happen. But I'm going to be arming myself with minerals, hydration, and nutrients beforehand, so that even though I will likely be drinking, I'm going to feel at least, I'm probably still going to feel like shit the next day, but it could always be much worse. And I think that once you know that you have these little habits on these trips, it makes you exhale a bit more. It's the same thing as having a routine when you get back home. The more of a routine you can set up for yourself, even while you're traveling, you will begin to exhale a little bit more, knowing that you are setting yourself up for some type of rhythm, routine, or bolstering of your own personal health. And you don't have to, because I can guarantee you other people are going to be feeling the same way. So if you can be the advocate to like bring a bunch of hydration packets for everybody, maybe in the morning you just stick your face in a little ice bath. I've got a dinner tonight and I will likely be doing that beforehand. Those are some little things you can do to reduce puffiness, to reduce redness and swelling in the face the next morning. And it also just brings that alertness to your life after a night of drinking. Let's also talk about sleep. This is something that I don't think we think enough about. I think that by default, we're just like, oh yeah, we know that we're not going to be sleeping, we're going to be up late, we're going to be drinking, like sleep cycles are all off. And yes, they are. However, if you are getting any semblance of sleep or you have any opportunity, let's say you go to bed at, you know, 1 a.m. and you're waking up at 8. And likely, if you're someone who wakes up earlier during the week, your body's circadian rhythm is naturally going to wake you up a little bit earlier. Maybe you're traveling somewhere where there's a time change, or maybe you crawl into bed, but you've been drinking Red Bull vodkas and chasing with tequila shots and pineapple juice and whatever else, and you are wired from the sauce. You're wired from the Red Bull. You lay in bed. You thought you were super exhausted, but really you're just drunk and you cannot go to sleep. Let's talk about this. Again, this is not medical advice. I am not saying go out and do all of these things. These are just some practices that have helped me in the past. When I find that I am consuming my minerals and my greens juice and extra electrolytes, hydration at night, I find that some of the minerals and vitamins and supplements that help and aid in sleep that kind of get depleted from alcohol, I find that they get replenished a little bit better. Meaning maybe I will have some minerals, hydration, and all that good stuff right by my bed, because even if my sleep is off, because it will be, if I'm drinking alcohol, sleep is just going to be completely off. That's one thing I can do. I can have it next to my bed at night. Let's say that, like most people, bachelorettes, you're sharing a bed or you're sharing a bedroom with somebody. I know the house that we're going into it's colossal. I think there's 7 bedrooms and each person has their own sleep situation, but we're sharing bedrooms. And one thing that I like to do when I travel is to bring a sleep mask. Sleep masks, they call melatonin, which is the hormone that your body naturally produces that helps to regulate your sleep. They call it the dark hormone, like the nighttime hormone. And the reason why that is because it is created in the darkness. So if you have the ability to close all the blinds, maybe even at night before you get into bed or before you get ready or you're going out, if you can close the blinds, close the curtains, close the windows, and have your sleep mask ready next to your bed beforehand, I truly believe that even though your sleep cycle will not be perfect, this will help your body almost kickstart its natural melatonin production, helping you to sleep a little bit more. And if you get any type of adequate sleep at all, even if your sleep is at a 50%, almost failing, like it's a failing grade, but at least you're getting something in, you will feel 10 times better the next morning. You're still going to want to stick your face in the ice bath, but I do recommend having your minerals, electrolytes, and greens with you to fill in those mineral gaps that you know are going to be depleted while you're drinking alcohol, and to help to restore some of the support and hormones that your body needs to have proper sleep throughout the night, hence leading to less inflammation, less hangover, and overall less intense recovery time. Here's what I will also say, and I'm going to be such a narc, and people are going to be like, shut up, Liza, nobody's going to do this. Let's call a spade a spade. the airports, any airport, it's lawless. You have people wearing pajamas at 1 p.m., 2 p.m. You have people sleeping on the floor, eating Funyuns, you know, while they watch SpongeBob SquarePants on their cell phone with their feet up, socks out, right next to a complete stranger. Like, you wouldn't, you're a lawyer. You would never do this in, anyways, airports are lawless. They're disgusting. People are drinking red wine at 8 a.m. My tip for the airports, do not drink until you get to your destination. Here's where I'm going with this. From my experience over the past 4 or so months, every single flight, save for one, and I have traveled multiple times on airlines during these months, all having connections, all having some sort of thing that I have to navigate. It's never been like, oh, hop on, you're there. It's never been like that. There's always been a connection. There's always been I have to drive to the airport that's 3 hours away. There's always been something. Chances are your flight is gonna be delayed. If it's delayed, you're in the airport longer. If it's delayed, then you're just gonna be sitting around drunk, or you're gonna go back to the bar and buy another $26 glass of boxed wine. Don't do it, sweetie, don't do it. You wanna have your faculties about you. First of all, what if there's a sexy person next to you and you smell like the back of a bar and they're like wearing a nice button up and you feel like, oh damn, that person is so fine, but you look like a bunch of slobs. Not to say that it's all about men, but if you're traveling alone, that could be fun. Hello, flirting in an airport, it's always a good time. You want to have your faculties about you, because especially if your flight gets delayed or canceled or pushed, you want to get on the side of TSA. You want to, or not TSA, you want to get the flight attendant, not flight attendants, what are they called? You want to get someone in customer service on your side. You want to be super kind to them. And likely, if you have been drinking, then you're not going to be giving your best. You're not going to be giving your all. You're not going to be showing up as your kindest, sweetest, most thoughtful self, which will get you put on standby on the next flight. Maybe you'll get out a little bit earlier. There are reasons why you want to have your faculties about you. Maybe you checked a bag and then your flight gets delayed and then you have to get into another flight and then you're like, where the fuck is my luggage? Oh, this would be much easier if I wasn't drunk. I'm telling you, you do not want to figure this out the wrong way. Heed my warning. Go get a glass of orange juice. Have a Prosecco once you get on the plane. Once the wheels are up, baby, like, go for it. I'm still not a plain drinker because I get so dehydrated. My stomach gets all fucked up and I feel super bloated and disgusting when I get off of the plane. But again, if you can hold off on drinking alcohol before you arrive at your final destination, highly recommend. Have your faculties about you. You don't want to be that one person showing up that's so tired from drinking on the flight that you can't make it out that same night. Don't be that girl. Let's not make it about us. It's about the bride. It's about the groom. And I say all of these things, but you can also just remember, this is also for dudes. This is for dudes too. Dudes, I feel like they just muscle through. They're like, yeah, we didn't sleep the entire 72 hours and, you know, we have work on Monday. It's just, I don't understand. Men can rally in a different way, but also, here's the thing. Any bachelor party that I've seen, they take 1 to 2 group photos and then a couple stories only if they're doing water sports, and that's it. I am not wrong on this. If they are on a boat or they are fishing or they are doing some type of outdoor activity 90% of the time with water, they will take a photo or several people will story that. And be like, oh, Craig did a backflip on the wakeboard. They will post those and then one group dinner, one group pic. But you know, 99% of the time they're like, hey bros, get off your phone. We're not showing the girls this. They're probably not doing anything bad or lawless, but they're getting silly. They're doing what men do. And, you know, they're all trying to get the single guy, Brody, who, you know, he's super nice, but he's got no game. We're all trying to get Brody laid. And they're like, look, what we've got to do this is the girls wouldn't like it. It's all with good intention, but da 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 da. We all know this, and I am not wrong. Quote me on this if you have experience. It's laughable. It's so funny how how easy it is. Whereas girls, they're filming, you know, 90% of the trip, but the 10% that they're not filming, it's like Saskia is vomiting on the floor in the bar. The strippers have the bride upside down, 69ing in the air with underwear on, don't worry. And they're just magic miking all over the place. And they're like, hee hee, what a wild girl's trip. And I'm like, no, you guys were slinging dildos and having, you know that girls are actually more wild, but they're more strategic about it. They're like, let's show them everything, but except for the 10%. And you know the 10% gets crazy. Anyways, sleep, hydration, replenish with minerals. If you can get any type of movement, walk around. If there's a pool at your Airbnb, jump in. Have a splish splash. Have a good time. Take a cold fucking shower in the morning. That is what I will be doing because I know that that takes 30 seconds. It's not gonna change the trajectory of my day. It's not going to throw anyone's schedule off. I'm still going to make it to dinner. I'm going to do all these things. That's what you got to do. Just do it in silence. If people are asking what you're doing, feel free to share, but do it in silence. And because honestly, people might just be wanting to have a nice little vacation. They don't want to hear about your bullshit routine. And I'm speaking from absolute experience. Nobody fucking cares as much as I do. But I know that this audience cares. That's why you listen to this health and wellness podcast. You care and you're always trying to do better. But I'm telling you, if you see a boy's bachelor party and you only see that one group photo and then the one picture with the water sports, you know that Brody got laid by five women. We don't know if they were paid. If they are, great. Good for them. Make your money. I hope everyone has enjoyed this rogue episode. And if this was your first time, feel free to head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate us 5 stars. And can you tell I'm a little bit nervous for this bachelorette? I hope everyone has an amazing rest of your week, and I will talk to you next Thursday.